Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
They did it! It's over! The game is over! The series is over! The wait is over! And the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions for the first time in franchise history!
The world champions of the world. Welcome back. 104.5 The Zone, the Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. That's the St. Louis Blues radio call. They win the cup last night, a Game 7 victory in Boston, a surprising blowout, 4-1 last night against the Bruins. We bring in from 101 ESPN in St. Louis, our guy Austin Huff. Austin, what's happening this morning?
Guys, I know this probably isn't good radio, but just to start things off, can we take a moment of silence for the city of Boston, who's going to have to go at least another 4 months without a parade? I mean, and probably even longer with the way the Red Sox are playing. But you know, it's just you gotta your hearts go out to them. You know?
They really do, because you think about those kids up there; they have gone 4 months without a championship celebration.
Right, like you gotta think that they're probably starting to wonder what it feels like, that feeling to win. You know, it's. I just feel so bad. So anyway, yeah. I'm going to try and get through this this hit, but a tear is straight.
This and Kyrie Irving in one day.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So, kind of take us a little through some of the scene that you experienced last night after the game was over.
My goodness. Okay, so I went to Enterprise Center last night to kind of take it all in. They had a watch party, 17,000 strong at Enterprise Center, and then. And then literally a few blocks down the road at Busch Stadium, they had another 25,000 strong sitting there, an outdoor watch party in the pouring down rain. So needless to say, this city was not about to, like, they were ready for a party. And, you know, even with the 2-goal lead, the momentum was like kind of starting to build, but there was still that, well, we have 52 years of Blues hockey that we've witnessed, and so we know that things can go wrong at any moment. And they pull it out, they win. I'm flooding out into the streets. One of the coolest scenes I've ever seen, because it's, I mean, take a team winning a championship, a trophy as hard to win as the Stanley Cup, but then magnify it by 52 years of pain and suffering. It was unlike a party that I'd ever really seen. I mean, obviously, like the party that you know, we saw in Nashville for the Cup Final a few years ago were incredible. I mean, but that was just after Game 3 and Game 4 win. Imagine what it would have been like if the Preds would have won. That's the kind of, like, it's what it was last night, and it was incredible.
Man, Austin, man, what a heck of a run O'Reilly has had there, winning the Conn Smythe, you know, award winner. And man, he went on this run. What are the people, you know, in St. Louis saying about the way that he's played and really just set a record? I think he scored a goal in games 4, 5, 6, and 7, which is a record. I mean, man, did they expect this out of him?
Oh, man, well, yeah, Doug Armstrong definitely knew what he wanted when he went out and got Ryan O'Reilly. And Ryan O'Reilly, what a cool story this has been, because this is a guy that, you know, his last 2 years in Buffalo, he played, I believe, in one playoff series, lost in the one playoff series. So very little playoff experience. He got to a point where he wanted to quit hockey. Like, he literally said, like, I want to give up hockey. And, you know, but unlike a typical millennial would, he didn't quit his job and like become an Instagram influencer. Like, he went out and he accepted this move to St. Louis, and he endured the struggles. So even the first few months when he got here, when the Blues were in last place, you know, he's probably thinking, my goodness, like, here I am, I go to this, you know, this quote unquote contender, and they're still bad. And they go out and he has been the one guy on this team that even when the Blues were playing as bad as they were for the entire first half of the season, he's been the one rock, the one guy that's like kind of been that spark plug. You know how when you're watching really bad hockey, you can always tell who the really good players are because they stand out more than anyone. And that was Ryan O'Reilly this year. And in fact, once the Blues started to turn it around, he kind of fell out of the narrative. He was the Blues' lone all-star this year, and he fell out of the narrative, and the Blues started turning things around. And it wasn't until the playoffs when he started really turning it up a notch, and we got to see the Ryan O'Reilly of the first half of the season. And, I mean, the Conn Smythe, well-deserved. Couldn't have gone to a better Blue.
Even covering the Blues, did anybody really know who Jordan Binnington was in camp?
I joke about this all the time. I don't even think Jordan Binnington's parents knew who Jordan Binnington was. This is a guy that was, you want to talk about a guy who nearly quit hockey. There have been stories about how he was struggling so bad at the lower level that he had to look himself into the mirror and literally give himself a talking to. It's like, is this really what you want to do with your life? Like, you have to turn it around. You have to be better. Sure enough, in San Antonio, he put together like a 15-4 record or something, and then all of a sudden he gets called up in his very first game in Philadelphia with the Blues. He pitches a shutout in his very first NHL start. That alone was a cool story, especially for a Blues team that was really bad at the time. It was just cool. Oh, cool. Good for him. What a nice, neat moment. And little did St. Louis know what Jordan Binnington had when he got that first start, because he never looked back. And I'll have to look up my numbers, but I'm pretty sure he's undefeated. I don't think he's ever lost a game. I don't think he's ever even had any goal. Like, that's how good he is.
All right, I got to ask you real quick. Craig Berube, I think sort of enjoyed the interim coach tag, especially as it got down to the final. But can somebody please get the man a closed deal? He's got like the curled up collar on the shirt, like he doesn't know how to do his laundry. Somebody needs to dress him up a little bit better on the bench.
Yeah, what is it with like really good coaches and really bad fashion? You got like Bill Belichick with the cutoff sleeves in New England, and Berube here in St. Louis. Just like, maybe that's the thing. Maybe that's the secret to success. You have to not care about as much as you look, as much as you look on the ice, I guess.
Oscar De La Rumpled.
Yeah, right? I'd be willing to bet that he, along with a lot of Blues, aren't going to have to pay for many things here in St. Louis over the next 2 months.
Austin, thanks so much, man. We appreciate it. A lot of fun.
Hey, thank you guys as much. Hey, during this, like, hockey office, can we, just talk? Like, can you guys just call me just to chat? Like,
sure, man.
Sure. What movies I've seen lately?
Yeah, we'll do that. Darman, okay. Greg, or whatever you want to get into.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm really gonna miss you guys. This has been a fun few few weeks.
It's either you or John Hamm at toss up.
Well, if you want to go in the look department, I think the answer is clear. You're gonna go with me.
So. Right. No, I'm gonna go with Jenna Fisher. No offense to either one of you.
That's all right. Pam's the best.
See you, Austin.
See ya.
All right, man. Have a good one. Austin Huff from 101 ESPN, guy who used to work with us here at The Zone.